Now, under communism, Czech society was highly institutionalized, and an unhappy legacy from that time is the disproportionately large number of children growing up in children's homes. By way of comparison, there are fewer children in institutional care in Britain than there are in the Czech Republic, even though that country has nearly six times the population. The children growing up in homes often end up with huge social and educational disadvantages. And this was what motivated the Faculty of Education at Prague's Charles University to carry out a project aimed at developing after-school teaching activities for children in children's homes. The project focused on English teaching. David Vaughan reports.
Children from a euphemistically named foster home near Prague practice their English with a group of 40 students from the Faculty of Education. The project was led by Dr. Maria Hofmanova from Charles University's Department of English Language and Literature.
All the coordinators who are present here with me took turns visiting with me all the foster homes. We were talking to children, we were trying to prepare needs analysis, and we were looking at those children, how actually life goes on in those institutions, because we didn't have any idea how it goes about. We were surprised with the level of English, from non-existent to very high level, surprisingly, and on the other hand, with the lack of social skills. So it was not to focus on the developing of speaking skills in the English language only. It was also to somehow embrace the topic of learning skills and social skills to be learned through those English-speaking activities.
It's a little bit like a way of taking the place of learning in the family.
Indeed. We were trying to make it as natural as possible. We had to approach our main task from a different perspective, like eliminating all the topics that describe the family background, or even traveling abroad, because we realized that these children would probably be never able to go abroad, or they don't want to talk about the family. A girl, when she was asked the simple question, how many brothers and sisters you've got, she started counting, using the fingers for tallying, and we thought, is she retarded? And then I realized, no, she's counting her real brothers and sisters and all the friends in the foster home. And it was a new thing for me to discover.
So it really is important, in a sense, not to alienate the children from the start.
Indeed.
My name is Barbara Božíková, and I am one of the group.
Barbara Božíková was one of the students working with the children on the project. This was her first contact with the reality of life faced by children growing up in institutions, and she was shocked by what she saw. Barbara sees the core of the problem in the very fact that children are being deprived of a family environment.
It's shocking. It's something terrible. They don't have home. It's like your basic need to have someone who cares about you. And of course, it's shocking. And it's so huge disadvantage for them. Like for the start, for the life, it's something terrible. So I just hope that what we did, it's something useful.
The outcome of the project is 200 pages of material, a practical source for teachers and staff at foster homes to use with the children in helping them to practice their English. The children and staff I met when the material was launched last week were enthusiastic. But it is clear that this project is little more than a drop in the ocean.
And if they can't hear us,
if they can't hear us,
we shall read louder.
We shall read louder.
David Vaughan with that report.